All right, all right, all right. We are live. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast in the unceded ancestral territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh and Kuequitlam. So we stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. And listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khoi Inge Shachlach from the Intlakepmuk territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkina, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And I'm sitting here with a full house today. We have Lady Faima.
Hello.
We have the president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. And we have the public relations officer of Free Voices and Eagle Nation Universal Production Society, Mary.
Hello, everyone.
It's awesome. It's so great to have you, all you ladies here. And it's just going to be an amazing show. Our subject is going to be on communication. And we have a good lineup of music coming up. We have 1,000 Mods, Electric Carve, Epica, Solitary Ground, West Bam's Roof is on Fire. And also, if we have time, Lucas Imbriaba. And also a song from Conovar, our music coordinator.
Lovely.
Up
beautiful.
Here at the station here. So yeah, we have some pretty awesome stuff coming up, and also hopefully we'll get a hold of our brother Wegedesk, and he can lead us through some good deep breaths.
Excellent.
So we're gonna start off the show with 1,000 Mods, Electric Carve, and yeah, have a listen and enjoy, everyone. Thank you all for joining us. We'll be right back. was a good one for sure. That was the Thousand Mods Electric Carve. So we're back here on Free Voices, and we tried to get a hold of our brother Wegedesk, but he wasn't around. So we're going to start off the show with some good deep breaths, the way that Wegedesk taught us. And we're going to imagine all the positivity coming into our lungs and into our lives. And we're going to be exhaling very deeply and removing any negative energy that we have. So on 3, 2, 1. And last one. Got to get that oxygen into our brains and into our systems and get that positive energy moving through us to get ready for our subject, which is communication. Mm-hmm. And I've already learned so much already just from our conversations with these beautiful people here. And so let's go with one right now, and then we'll, as we go along, we'll pick up more. So let's hear from Mary. We haven't heard from you for so long.
I know. I disappeared for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm back.
So I remember you were talking about the differences between men and women, and how as men we lack that communication, and then we suffer from it.
That's right. That's right. That's why heart attack is much higher in men than women, because as I was talking to Lady Fahima and you in the vehicle, that we talk, women, we talk. We get upset. We talk about it. Guess what? When we're upset or something going on, next door neighbor, sister, mom, best friends call if they can't see them. We call and say, hey, Cynthia, Fahima, this happened, and then you, even if you don't talk back, you just listen.
Absolutely.
That's all I need, someone to listen. But men, unfortunately, don't do that. They go to their cave, they drink or watch television or video game, which is even the worst, and they tend not to communicate. And that's why they have more issues like heart attack and strokes than higher rate than women, because they don't talk ever since they're a kid. No, you're a boy. You don't cry. You're a boy. You don't do that. You don't talk. Shh, right. Don't cry. Girls cry. Yeah. Sexism starts when they're born, when we're born. Mm-hmm. Even our own mothers do that, unfortunately. There's nothing wrong with crying. Men, unfortunately. New generation is a bit different, but the older generation, it was men don't, boys don't cry.
It would be actually dangerous in many situations.
Exactly.
It's like if you were at school, I know that I witnessed boys being bullied who, if they showed any signs of not being kind of like a wall.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? So,
absolutely. Then you're not normal. You're not the norm. Everybody else is. So my brother was bullied because at home, my mom, my parents raised us just like human beings, not boys and girls. Yeah. I did whatever a boy could do. My brother could do whatever a girl could
do. Hallelujah.
My brother had dolls. I had cars. I played with cars.
Whoa.
And I never had an interest in dolls. But my brother played with whatever three of
us. I liked both.
Two sisters and a brother. Right. We played basically with whatever.
Right. Yeah.
And then there was not, you're a boy, you're a girl. No.
How liberating.
It is. My mother, for her time, was quite a feminist.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Very artistic feminist. But unfortunately, lots of families,
well, thank you.
You're a boy, you're a girl.
Yeah,
yes.
Thank you for that insight. And it's so important that that I myself learn from this and start to change my own way that I do things, because, you know, I've suffered from my eyes and stuff like that. And I know it's because of lack of crying and showing emotion
Absolutely.
And stuff. So I know that I do have to work on myself in that area. And it's just really great to hear from you people that know and have seen the results of these issues. So thank you so much. And we're going to have to carry on with the show. We do have another special interview that we've done with one of the professors here, Professor Hamadani. And so we're going to play that recording interview that we had with her. But we're going to play a song for her first from Epica, and it's called Solitary Ground. So let's have a listen to that, and we'll carry on with the show.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Thank you.
So enjoy, everyone out there. We're back. That was Epica, and we played that song, and the song was called Solitary Ground, and that was a very epic song for a very special host that we recorded. So here's the interview.
Hello?
Hello, Professor Hamadani?
Yamini Hamadani, yes.
Yes, this is Khoi Inge Shakhla from CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station up at Simon Fraser University. And I was introduced to you by Lady Faima. She's one of our co-hosts at Free Voices. That's our name of our radio program. And she's the production manager. And we were introduced to you by Dr. Akvan.
Yes.
And we're very excited to do this interview. And because we know he's very high profile, and it seems like we're all big fans of Dr. Akvan.
And yes, his work is so admirable. He does so much in the realm of human rights.
Mm-hmm.
And he's represented cases from beginning with Yugoslavia, former Yugoslavia, to the Rwandan genocide, to the Rohingya genocide. So he's a very critical voice in our world today.
Absolutely. And we'd like to know a little more about yourself. We realize that you're the chair of Department World Languages and Literature.
Yes, yes. I have the great privilege of being the chair of a wonderful department where we teach languages and literatures from around the world. We offer 9 languages that students can sign up for to learn. So that's one side of our faculty. And the other side of our faculty specializes in literatures from around the world and cross-cultural connections, how ideas travel, how translations work. We have just some of the most fantastic, committed faculty you'll find at SFU.
That's so beautiful and wonderful, because we know communication is key to peace, justice, and making this world better. Because when we can communicate with each other, it just makes things a lot better and easier.
Yes, absolutely. And in that way, I think our department aligns nicely with SFU's strategic priorities. So when, for example, we talk about diversity and inclusion, we believe that language and culture, language as a reflection and embodiment of culture, and the arts are a very important way that we can come to know one another, to learn to respect each other, and to learn to value the history of thought that each culture provides.
Yes, and we do know it's so important that each one of us is connected to our own culture, tradition, and heritage. Those things are so key and vital.
Yes, absolutely. And there's so much wisdom in literature, and there's different ways of seeing and experiencing the world through language. And our students are so committed. They are avid readers. They love learning about different cultures and knowing how to speak different languages. And we're very connected to the community. to different communities. And I think it's really important that we create space where we can have different conversations with each other and learn about each other's backgrounds. Because that, I think, provides the basis of an equitable society. It makes us all rich in learning. Because think about the generations of people who've come before us, who've lived life, who've learned its lesson, and who've put it to pen and paper, or who've put it in the form of narratives.
Yeah.
And
I was just going to say that's very key too, because sometimes it can be oral, like in our
it's
oral tradition.
Yeah.
And when we're talking about languages and teachings, some of the teachings that I've learned were not even the tribe that I'm from, because I'm from the Intlakem tribe, but I grew up learning some of my oral history and teachings in a different language, because my great-grandmother knew 19 different languages.
Wow, really?
And so
that's amazing.
Yeah. So it's it showed me how important language is, and just being able to communicate with as many people as we can, and create that peace and communication levels that create those smooth relationships with other, like you were saying, other cultures. And in my own personal experience, in the different tribes that we're surrounded by.
Yes, and there's something so beautiful about the oral tradition, because it allows access to as many people as possible, irrespective of their class, irrespective of education. And it's a way to preserve that wisdom and knowledge from one generation to the other. And so many ancient cultures have a very rich oral tradition. And sometimes as the stories are passed on, they change and they transform in really interesting ways. But I think it's wonderful that you had what sounds like a wonderful woman in your life.
I was truly blessed. Yes, I was very blessed that, you know, not very many people can grow up with their great-grandmother and great-grandfather or anyone in the higher age ranges. And I was truly blessed by that. And,
Have you considered preserving or recording any of the stories that you grew up with?
That came across a few times. I do like to practice with the radio program. I do like to pass on oral traditions. And in a sense, it is being recorded, because, you know, we do our podcasts and we record them, and people can re-listen to our episodes and programs. So those are happening as we speak, and I'm very excited and happy just to learn about you and your program and what you guys are doing there too. It's just so important, and I'm just so happy that we've been connected.
Yes, me too, and we would love to have you in the department. Come and tell us the stories that you grew up with, because stories have this power to also shape our imagination and shape our future. So it's very important also to select the stories that we we want to have that power.
Mm. Yes, and I also know, just from our previous conversation, you did mention that you're looking forward to inviting Dr. Akvan to Simon Fraser University.
Yes, yes. It's actually been something that's been a couple of years in the works. I had reached out to him during the pandemic when I was at the time directing the Center for Comparative Muslim Studies. And we're hoping to have a Zoom interview with him. And it didn't work out, but as you know, his schedule is very busy.
Yes.
So we're hopeful that that his schedule will allow to come to SFU.
Yeah.
Because there's also so much that we can learn from him and his rich experience.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we really do appreciate your time, spending time with us and sharing some of your insights and your own teachings and wisdom. It's just so important that we connect with each other, as many people as we can, especially those that have achieved, and you're an achiever in language, and it's just an honor and a blessing to have you on our program.
Thank you so much. It's an honor and a blessing to have you and to have you do these interviews and to have your program. I'm very grateful to you for the invitation and to your listeners as well for listening. And, you know, if you're a student listening to this, come visit us. We're on the fifth floor of the AQ. Stop by, see me, see any one of us. Take a course. If you're in the community and you have ideas, reach out to us. We're really happy to meet people who believe in the power of language education and also in the beauty of text and of the literature that has been passed down generation after generation. And we would love to have you
come
and tell us about the stories that your grandmother told you. I'm sure, you know, a lot of people are interested to learn more about that.
Beautiful. That sounds like an awesome plan. And I'd like to ask you that in the future, if we can get more of interviews from you to come on our program.
I would love that.
Awesome.
I would absolutely love that. And we have wonderful faculty. I'm sure they would love that as well. Thank you so much for the important work that you do. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for all your hard work. So I guess we're going to have to let you go for now. We know you're busy, and we really appreciate your time and your efforts. And just have a wonderful week and weekend.
You as well. Much love to you.
Okay, lots of love to you too. Bye for now. All right, that was Professor Hamadani, and what a wonderful service that she's doing for the community and the world.
Absolutely. Just,
I really appreciate Lady Fahima for connecting us, and it was just an awesome and a great thing that you've done.
It's my privilege. It's my honor. Thank you.
Okay, so we're going to continue on with the show here. I'm going to play the song of the week of Shkwait Shakhlach. And then